Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The whole idea that we walk outside in Port Richmond and you can hear gunshots, you can hear explosions, fireworks, just loud noises, loud music, music coming from over in Camden, from the parks in Philadelphia, the boom cars. And there's a lot to complain about with the loud noise. But if you ask a certain neighborhood in Philadelphia, they might have a different qualm. That's not gunshots. It's not loud music coming from cars like most Philadelphians. Dom, take a listen to this Fox 29 report.
Noise complaints, usually the result of loud music, fireworks, ATVs, parties, you know, a bunch of stuff. But pickleball? It's nowhere on that list, you'd think. But for some in one Philly neighborhood, it's apparently right at the top. Here's our Chris O'Connell.
The wildly popular recreational sport may be a victim of its own success. Some here in Chestnut Hill say pickleball has become a neighborhood nuisance.
I wake up, I hear it. I walk down the steps, I hear it. Open the back door to let the dog out, you hear it.
Oh, woe is me. It's a recreational game. So, Dom, it's gotten so we always talk about, like, what would happen if this came out to the gun, the violence came out to Chestnut Hill. We'd see such a quick difference. We'd see such a change. So with this pickleball situation, they're really upset about it over there in Chestnut Hill. This is what they had later in the report.
The noise issue was at the center of a packed public meeting, some residents demanding changes. Some suggested softer balls and paddles and cutting the court's hours. Some just wanted shut down altogether.
You need to stop this immediately.
If not, they're planning a lawsuit against the city for breaking its own noise ordinance.
Eight, nine months a year, you can't open your windows. Did you ever try and live someplace where you can't open your windows with a racket? That's how loud it is.
Yeah, you know what I'd ask these people, though? You know the question. I got one question to that guy. Vote for Larry Krasner, buddy.
Yeah.
Then shut up.
Yeah, and that's the thing that really just irks me, Dom. It's like you have something like pickleball. People are allowed playing a recreational sport, and you'll organize into a town hall meeting and threaten a lawsuit against the city. Meanwhile, people are dying at an astronomical rate, and you won't even say anything about this district attorney out there or vote him out.
Right, because I remember looking at the stats, and my friends over in Chestnut Hill said, yeah, Chestnut Hill went for Krasner. Yeah.
Oh, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, but look, they do make that. I don't get pickleball anyhow. Play tennis. What's with the pickleball?
Yeah, I've never tried, to be honest with you. Isn't that something that comes from, like, the villages down in Florida?
Yes.
it's like spreading all over the country now.
I'm waiting for George Costanza's father to be out there complaining
there,
about
there was
pickleball.
One guy in the report that was so proud of his pickleball skill, and then they show him swinging the racket. It's not.
It does make a weird noise, I admit.
It's loud, but, I mean, there are much more things that, as a community, you should organize to confront rather than pickleball.
Well, you know, if Dom Giordano Day does happen, as you and I are told it will, what should the official sport be of that day?
Well,
I don't think it'll be pickleball.
Maybe a 40-yard football throw, right?
Well, that's not a sport, though. Everybody has to. Not everybody can do that.
The official sport of the Dom Giordano program?
Pickleball.
Yes. Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.